subsequent to these hardcore bands back in the early 70s and late 60s coming together, you have countless bands coming out after them advocating Lucifer and playing music that just catapults them to the top of the charts. And where did they get it from? And why give Lucifer the credit for it?
And really, there is a tremendous Luciferian influence within rock and roll and within the hard rock music, isn't there?
Absolutely.
Now, what impact is this having on our young people? A lot of people say it's just music. This is not going to influence them. It's just they go through a phase. How do you respond to that?
Well, that's absolutely ludicrous. The adolescent years, particularly, are very impressionable. And the influence of this music is permanent. It's not something that is just a phase. You're not going to find people who are hardcore into sex, drugs, and rock and roll, marijuana, alcohol, cocaine, and the rock culture, and going and adapting the moral code of the rock culture, just easily casting it off and shrugging their shoulders and saying, it was something I was into, but I'm not like that anymore. Now I believe in God, and I believe in being faithful to my partner, etc., etc. The two moral codes are antithetical. They don't mesh. For one to be totally separated from the influence of the hard rock culture, specifically the devil and the music, it requires an act of God to set you free from that. It's not something that the flesh can just walk away from.
How did you get away from it? Because obviously you were very much involved in the rock culture and probably in drugs and everything else that went with it.
Well, as I wrote in my book, I was hooked on the music, I was hooked on the concerts, I was hooked on the whole lifestyle, and I began to view other things in the lifestyle, the consequences of, you know, of the lack of faithfulness in people's relationships, not just my own, but, you know, we all thought it was cute when people cheated on their girlfriends back in the 70s, but when we all got cheated on, it wasn't cute at all. It was just such a hypocritical set of standards in the music, you know, like Bad Company, another follower group that was on Led Zeppelin's label. They sing, "Well, I take whatever I want, baby, I want you." There's no faithfulness in their relationships there. To have sex with anybody you want to, there's no absolute. And the lifestyle is destructive. It promotes irresponsible behavior, especially sexually, and drugs and alcohol. And how many people I saw die at an early age riding down the highway, getting stoned, listening to rock and roll, and they hit a tree and their life was over. Everything was destructive, and I began to look to Christ, who the music condemns. The song, "The Battle of Evermore," just before Stairway to Heaven, they speak of defeating Christ in the Valley of Megiddo. The Prince of Peace embraced the gloom and walked the night alone. Aleister Crowley called Christianity the gloom, and it became clear to me that I had to make a choice before I became just like Jimmy Page.
And, of course, a lot of these people actually admitted that they were under demonic influence, didn't they?
Absolutely. But people don't care. Some people don't care, but some people do care, and they follow their example, and they end up in the same mess that these guys are in. They think they're on they're climbing the stairway to heaven, and when they die, that Lucifer is going to be there to greet them with love, and they're going to meet the goddess, and it's all a bunch of lies. It's pure heresy.
But, of course, the tragedy is that there's so many of them, and Jimmy Page and his associates are still around, aren't they? Are you commenting that they were there almost up until, the year 2000? Are they still performing?
Right now, they're talking about getting back together. Robert Plant and Jimmy Page toured the United States in 2000 and 2001. Robert Plant had his band, The Strange Sensation, and Jimmy Page was with Black Crowes, and they were playing Led Zeppelin music, and they were getting standing ovations from the crowd.
And of course, the music really gives you a tremendous exhilaration, doesn't it? Doesn't it suddenly get you an adrenaline rush? This tremendous emotional response that goes with that.
Well, the more restless a person is, the more they need restless music, and the rock and roll of Led Zeppelin is just lacking in peace as they come, except for songs like Stairway to Heaven, of course. But in 1998, Page and Plant themselves were together, and they toured United States promoting an album called Walking into Clarksdale, and in that album...
Well, hold that thought, because we're going to be back in just a moment, and you can tell us about Walking into Clarksdale. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.